playlist? Definitely not off. 88.5 UFM. This is 88.5 UFM.
We are throwing it back with the verses. And in one corner, we have Mo Hits Records. And in the other corner, we have, can you guess? Can you guess? Maven Records! I'm obviously having way too much fun by myself. I need to calm down, Rachel. You need to tone down the crazy. So on Versus today, we have Mo Hits Records versus Maven Records. Where do you fall? Which do you think is better? I mean, obviously, Mo Hits Records is not, you know, it's closed or over by now. But still, if you were to compare the artists who were signed to Mo Hits and the artists who were signed to Maven Records, and remember that both labels have released songs where all the artists were on it. So I want to know, where do you fall? Which do you like better? Which do you prefer? Mo Hits Records versus Maven Records. And just a little bit of background, Mo Hits was actually owned by DaBanj and Don Jazzy. And I know you're thinking, wait, Don Jazzy? Isn't he from Maven? Yes. So after Mo Hits disintegrated, he went on to start Maven Records. And the artists that were signed to Mo Hits back in the day included DaBanj, of course, One Day Cole, Dr. Sid, Da Prince, and K-Switch. They also had Mo Hits All-Stars that had, which was an album that had a lot of singles from all the artists on the label, and they proved to be national hits. On to Maven Records, started by Don Jazzy, or shall I say Rihanna's future husband, putting it out in the universe for you, putting it out in the universe. And on that record label, we've had the likes of Deja, Ricardo Banks, of course, Coretta Bello, Tiwa Savage, I mean, she's been known as the queen, Johnny Drill, Latipo, DNA, and of course, Crayon. I mean, as you can see, the list for Maven is a lot longer. And that's probably because they're still ongoing right now. They're still doing business. They're still bringing out hits, still signing out new artists. So let me know, where do you fall? Maven Records versus Mo Hits Records. Versus is still going down right now, and we are pitting Mo Hits Records versus Maven Records. I want to know, where do you fall and which do you prefer? 0700-123-885-885 is the number to call. Again, it's 0700-123-885-885. Mo Hits versus Maven. You can also hit me up on social media at 885_UFM is the handle on Twitter and Instagram. Our WhatsApp number is 0915-410-2885. And Emmanuel, I see you. I see your message on WhatsApp. He says, I won yesterday on the UFM Millionaire Radio Show. How do I get my cash? It's important. As we always say, you won't get paid today, my friend. You won't get paid today. You will get paid on Friday. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Peter. I'm calling from Lyme.
Hey, Peter. I thought I lost you there for a second. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Mo Hits versus Maven. Which one is your own?
No going back now.
What do you mean, no going back?
Mo Hits. You didn't hear the name. Mo Hits.
Okay.
Even Hits. Back to back, bomber to bomber. Even then, one the code assigned, like you say, private jet. Everything go separate, separate. I really enjoyed them that year. I wish I could be back.
Right. But
really love them.
But why don't you prefer Maven?
Huh?
Why don't you prefer Maven? What's wrong with Maven?
No. I don't get what I want, because one the code is my top.
Okay.
Top musician, I really like to hear from him. So it drove me away from Melvin. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye, and have a great morning. 0700-123-885-885. As you can see, we already got somebody on the Mo Hitsa team. I mean, yes, man. Hey, Wendy Cole gave us some hits. Yes, says. Even me from Botswana, I was hearing the hits all the way from there. Because Wendy Cole was just killing us with the jams, with the Mo hits. I like that play on words. So I'm not the only one who likes to do it. I'm not the only one. Absolutely love it. And 885_UFM is also our handle. More loading on 88.5 UFM. 4 minutes to 10 o'clock. Kalade from Lekki says, man, the Mo Hits era was an absolute alliteration. Bumper to bumper. Why me? Bury it close to you. Take banana to your gonna. And all those songs in both CV and M2M album, Mo Hits over Maven for me. Versus still going on, Mo Hits versus Maven Records. And we have a message from Banke in Sabo who says, Maven Records any day, anytime. See the crop of the musicians that come out from Maven, Tiwa Savage, Ricardo Banks, and even Rema that's entering Obama's playlist. Mo Hits era was dope, but Maven Records era is way better. Also, Dorobuchi CV album. Actually, Rema's not under Maven. He's under Jonesing Records. Yes, fine. It's, you know, the Prince, but still, you know, there's a distinction over there. And Abdullahi in Ejigbo says, anytime you hear it's Don Jazzy again, you already know it's going to be an absolute banger. I think that's why I prefer the Mo Hits era, because Don Jazzy was still actively producing then. He's more of a manager / CEO now, and I miss that old Don Jazzy, man. I know how you feel. We feel it too. Continue the conversation on social media at 885_UFM. Continue to send us messages on WhatsApp as well. By the way, if you don't have it on speed dial, do it right now. 0915-410-2885. And our phone line is 0700-123-885-885.
It doesn't matter if you're getting paid
cha-ching
or just plain broke. You're one of us. I'm on our 88.5 UFM.